Okay, a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Beitz Daf Chav Dalid. We left off at the beginning of the parak on Chav Gimel and Beis. We're going to begin Bez Hashem the third parak of Maseches Beitz today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, also sponsored in memory of Simcha Beryl David Ben Avra Moshe on his third yard site, Neshama Shev and Aliyah, also by Tully Weiss, Leilu Nishmas's father, Shia Weiss, Yeshua, Alav Shalom Ben Eliezer Chaim, and Meir Vesem Shanu's yard, whose 40th yard site is today, as well as Rav Yitzchak Shaul Harkavi and Rav Nachman Ben Fega Mibreslov, both of whom share the yard site today. It's also sponsored by Matthew Ostreicher, in memory of his grandfather, Mr. Yami Ostreicher, Moshe Binyamin Ben Menachem, Nesham Shevin Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to begin, Bez Hashem, the third parak today. And the third parak discusses essentially three topics, Shehem Echad. All three are really one topic, meaning the topic is preparing Balei Chaim and being able to use them for Achila on Yom Tov. But in three subcategories. First, we're going to talk about how to trap Balei Chaim for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. Are you always allowed to trap Balei Chaim? Are you ever allowed to trap Balei Chaim on Yom Tov for the sake of Ochel Nefesh? Then we're going to talk about how do you whether and in which way it's mutter to check a Bukhar Behema Tahora Bizman Azeh that developed a mum in order to be Machshir Ba'achila on Yom Tov, because Allah is even Bizman Azeh a Bukhar Behema Tahora. It has kedusha, so only once it develops a mum is it going to be mutar ba'achila. So you're allowed to do that that bedika for a mum to see if it's mutar ba'achila on Yom Tov itself. And then the third topic of the perek is going to be about a person taking buying from a chenveni or from somebody else buying food litzarech Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Meaning, how do you do that without running afoul of the iser of masu umatan, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Meaning, they have like in certain communities, you can go to a restaurant on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So, is there a way to do that without violating the Isra of Masa Umatan on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So, that's the Perek as a whole. Today, we're going to discuss the Malacha of Tzeda. The first mission is going to discuss the Malacha of Tzeda and what the rules of Tzeda are. The Gemara is going to go into elaborate detail on that. And then the second mission on Chavdal and Ralph toward the bottom is going to discuss animals that are trapped on their own and you find them on Yom Tov, and we're going to focus on the muktzah element of it, since you hadn't designated these animals from before Yom Tov, and they may or may not have been there. We're going to discuss suffik muktzah. What if you're not sure if these animals were already caught in the trap from before Yom Tov or not? So the Gemara is going to deal with that as well. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis. Ein sadin dagim mina beibarim. A person is not allowed to trap fish from beibarim. Beibarim are pools of water that are made in the karka, and they're where you keep the fish. And the Mishnah is telling us you're not even allowed to trap from there. Certainly to trap from the ocean or from the river or something like that, where it's totally mechusar tzeda, where it's you're starting from scratch. That for sure you're not allowed to do. So ain't sudden dagum in a beibarim biyom tov. Even from the beibarim you're not allowed to trap on Yom Tov, because even though they're mechusar tzeda, because they're also mechusar, even in the beibarim they're also mechusar tzeda. Meaning mechusar tzeda means that you have to do some sort of tachbula, you have to come up with some sort of way in order to trap it. You don't just go and grab it. Meaning it's got enough places to be able to escape, enough little charon and stuck, and to be able to run away to be able to swim away to, and therefore it's a violation of the malacha of tzeda. But however, tzeda's dog, meaning, but you could have trapped it easily on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Meaning, there is a discussion in the Rishonim over here. Oh, so what? It's a violation of trapping. You're allowed to do all sorts of malachos for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. So if you're allowed to do shchita for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, and you're allowed to do avara and bishul and everything else, so why can't you do tzeda for the sake of Ochel Nefesh? You need to trap the animal or the fish in order to be able to eat it. So there are several shitos in Rishonim over here. Shitas Rashi is that Minatora, they only allow those malachos, Minatora, the Torah only allows those malachos that are Eif Shalah Sosameir of Yom Tov, that you could not have done with equal effectiveness before Yom Tov. So yes, it's true, I could have cooked all my food before Yom Tov, but then my food won't be fresh on Yom Tov. So it's like I could have done it, but not with equal effectiveness before Yom Tov. When it comes to Tzeda, you could go to the river, go to the ocean, ocean, trap all the fish you need, then keep them in your bathtub. They'll be alive, and they'll be and then when you need them on Yantiv, you'll take them from your bathtub, and it's not mechusar tzeda. You won't have to do tzeda on Yantiv, and it won't lose any freshness. And that's why tzeda, since it's efshar to do mibod yom from before Yantiv, and not to kill the fish until Yantiv. So that's why it's going to be aser. Then there are some rishonim that say that no, min haTorah, we only allow a malacha that it's the derech to do that malacha for a day at a time or for a short period of time. But if it's the derech to do that malacha only once a month, only once in every long while, then you're not allowed to do such a malacha for even for ochel nefesh purposes. So baking, cooking, these are things that are done on a daily basis. Whereas trapping is a malacha that's done from one day to the next or from one day to several days in advance, and therefore it's considered a malachas avoda, and that's not even mutar litzorech yom tov. That's how a large group of rishonim suggest. And then there's a third group of rishonim, the Ran and the Rush and others, that write that there's no iser Torah over here. Chazal asr all malachos that are done for a long period of time, and even say this dug in the asr, because it's not the derech to go trapping fish each and every day, to go catching fish each and every day, because you're not somich on the suffix that maybe you're not going to catch fish that day, and therefore you're going to try to catch fish for several days in advance, because if you're relying on it for tonight's dinner, you may be unsuccessful in what you're trying to catch. But that's another group of Rishonim. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi derives the Yisra of Tzeda and Yom Tov from Psukim, because the Pasuk says, Ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh hu levado ya'aseh lechem, and it says, U'shmartem es ha'matzos. So Chazal understand that we only allow melachos that are tzoruch ochel nefesh from those melachos that require shimur b'matzos shelo yachmitzu, meaning from lisha ve'elach, that we only allow the melachos starting from the melach of lush and on, only that's included in the heter of ochel nefesh, as opposed to those melachos from between ketzira and lisha, which don't require shimur for matzah, so such melachos are not mutar on yom tov. So Tosos writes in Dibra Maschalein Tzadin, then you understand very well why tzeda is also, because tzeda is similar to ketzira, which is prior to lisha, meaning it's that stage of the process of the food preparation, so it's prior to lisha, and memela tzeda is going to be asur on Yom Tov. So that's the discussion that the Rishonim have. But anyway, so our Mishnah again says you're not allowed to trap fish from Beibarim on Yom Tov, Veinosin Lefneiim Mizonos. And another halacha, you're not allowed to feed the fish if there's some sort of tircha, Rashi writes, in doing so. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, who we learned previously back on Daf Chav Aleph, says that Malachas Achol Nefesh is mutter even Letzorech Behema. That's only Tzorech, those behemoths that you're obligated to feed, that rely on you for their sustenance. But fish don't rely on you for their sustenance, because they'll eat whatever asavim and karka there is in the bottom of the ocean, and therefore you're not allowed to feed them on Yom Tov. The fish will eat each other. Well, however fish survive, they don't rely on you for their sustenance, merely you're not allowed to feed them. But if you have a pet that relies on you for its sustenance, then you're allowed to feed such a pet on Yom Tov. Aval, tzadin chayev va'of minabibar, if you have a chay or an oaf that's already in an enclosure, it's already partially, it's no longer in the wild, so you're allowed to trap them from those locations, and you can feed them as well. The Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnah is talking about a beber that's not mechusar tzeda, where you can easily catch it from the beber, so it won't require an act of tzeda. And even if it were mechusar tzeda, you're still allowed to be nosen from Amazonos, because we're talking about chayos vavos and mezonos and alecha. Once it's in the beber, once you have it in an enclosure, it's not living in the wild, so it's not able to fend for itself. It needs you for its food. So if it needs you for its food, so then you're allowed to feed it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer lo kol habeber in shavin. He says, don't just give rules about enclosures and what you could trap, what you can't trap. Not every enclosure of a chay of a oaf is the same. So where you could just say, oh, it's okay to grab a chay or oaf from the beber. Zeh klal, you have to know the rule. Kol hamechusar tzeda Aser, Shein Mechusar Tzeda Mutter. If it's something that's still going to require an act of Tzeda in order to catch it, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. But if in the enclosure that it's in, it's easy to just go and grab it, and you're not going to have to do an act of Tzeda, then it's going to be Mutter. That's the difference. The Meloah Rome points out that L'chora, the Seifa, is extra. Once you tell me that Kala Mechusar Tzeda is Aser, so I know She'enu Mechusar Tzeda is Mutter. He says that it must be that it's trying to tell us that when the Reisha said Aser, didn't just mean Aser, it meant Chayiv. Didn't just mean Aser as in Patr Aval Aser, it meant Chayiv. And if it would have been Patr Aval Aser, then you'd have no need to tell me that Enu Mechusar Tzeda is Mutter. Because obviously, if Mechusar Tzeda is Pater Avalaser, Sayinu Mechusar Tzeda is going to be the next step, which is going to be Mutter. But since the Reisha says, when the Reisha says Asur, it means Chayiv, so that's why the Mishnah has to spell it out. And the Mishnah has to say, oh, but if it's Sayinu Mechusar Tzeda, not only is it not going to be Chayiv, it's even going to be Mutter. So that's what says the Melah Roim, that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach me by adding that line. According to the Rambam, who's Matir, even Tzeda's dug him from a Weber Katan, it's even better because it's telling me that if it's Ein Mechusar Tzeda, it's Mutter with everything, even with fish. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Uru Minhu, we have a stira between our Mishnah and the Tosefta. Beibarim shel chayv v'shalofos, ein sadin mehem b'yomtov, beibarim shel chayv v'ofos, you're not allowed to trap from in yomtov, ve'ein osuf v'hem zoros, and you're also not allowed to feed chayos and ofos that are in these enclosures on yomtov. So, kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofos ofos. It's a double stira. It's a stira in terms of what you're allowed to do with a chaya, because our Mishnah says you're allowed to take it from the Beibarin and you're allowed to feed them, and the Brisa says you're not allowed to, and it's the same stira when it comes to ofos. So answers the Gemara, Bishlam chaya chaya lo kasha. It could be that it's not a stira when it comes to a chaya, because Harab Yehuda Harabanan. It could very well be that it's a machlokas tanaim. We know already there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us in Masecha Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hatzod Sipor Lemigdol. If a person traps a bird into a closet, but Utzvi Lebayus, or he traps a deer into a house, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for the Melacha of Tzod. So the Gemara's Medayik by that Lebayus Udim Chayiv Aval Beibarin Lo, that if you trap it into such a small place like a house, then you're going to be Chayiv. But if you put it into one of these larger enclosures like they have in the zoo, where they're going to live, so that you're not going to be chayiv for, because a tzvi and a beber is still mechusar tzeda. If you have it in an enclosure, you're still going to need to do another act of trapping to really trap it. So that's going to be, you're not going to be chayiv for putting it in the beber in the first place. The chamomrim and the cham disagree, and they say tzipor lemigdal utzvi legino lechatzar lebeibarin, that a tzipor, you're not chayiv unless you trapped it in a migdal, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and a tzvi, even if you trap it into a gina chaser and into beibarin, you're going to be chayiv because it's not mechusar tzeda in that spot. Meaning that part is against Rabbi Yehuda. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a tzvi in a beibar, in one of these enclosures is already mechusar tzeda, and therefore, if you trap it into there on Shabbos, it's still mechusar tzeda. So if you trap it into there on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv because it's not yet trapped. And the same in Yom Tov, it's going to be also to trap it from there because that's an act of trapping, and that's what the Brice is talking about. Whereas the Chacham hold that a tzvi in a beibar is already considered to be trapped. So by putting it in there on Shabbos, by getting it into there on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. By taking it from there on Yom Tov, you're going to be pater because it's not going to be considered seida. And that's the shita of our Mishnah. Ella ofos ha ofos kasha. So as far as a chaya, we've already resolved. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What is the status of a chaya in a beibar? Is it already trapped or is it not already trapped? Okay, so that's a machlokas. But ofos ha ofos kasha. But we have a stira as far as birds are concerned, because both the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda assume that ofos in a beibar are not considered trapped yet, and therefore, putting it in the beibar should not be a problem. Getting it from the beibar should be a problem, because then you're going to be trapping it. V'chitei mahanami lo kasha habeveber mekura habeveber she'enu makora. Maybe the difference is that the Mishnah is talking about where there's a roof on the beibar, where the oaf is considered already trapped, because there's a roof on top of it, and that's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to grab the oaf from the beibar, whereas the Brice is talking about a beibar she'enu makura, where there's no roof on top of the enclosure. measure, and therefore it's able to fly out on the top. So clearly it's mechusar tzeda, so you're not allowed to go grab the bird from there. It says Marva Abayis the kebevar makura dami. Abayis is like a roofed enclosure, and ubein Rabbi Yehuda ben the Rabbanan tzipor lemigdal in the bayis lo. And nevertheless, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan say that if you trap a tzipor into a migdal, that's when you're chayiv, into a closet you're chayiv, but you trap it into a house, you're going to be potter. So you see that lukuli alma, an oaf is still considered mechusar tzeda, even if it's in a roofed bevar. So the stira still remains. How are we going to resolve the stira between our mishnah and the brisa as far as how we view an oaf in an enclosure? And apparently the difference is not roofed enclosure or not roofed enclosure. It doesn't make a difference either way. It should have the same halacha. So says Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Bar Avuna says not. You could answer that the mishnah is talking about a bevar makura and the brisa talking about a bevar shena makura. We already said that a bias is like a bevar makura, and nevertheless, we said that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan agree that you're going to be potter when you trap it into a bayis, but not into a bever. So Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna Hacha Betzipor Droraskin and Shena Mekabelas Maros. Now the Mishnah Shabbos that we asked as a stira that tzipor even in a bayis makura is lacking tzeda. That's talking about a certain type of bird. It's talking about a tzipor dror, a wild bird that's not mekabel maros, that doesn't is not mekabel any human. Control over it, and therefore it's not afraid to live in the house because it knows how to escape into the corners of the house. Why is it called the tzipor dror? That it lives in the house the way it lives in the field. So dror is the lashon of dira. That's how Rashi understands, at least. Mishael Melech writes that lule divrei Rashi, he would have said that dror is the lashon of like ukrasim dror ba'aretz, that it's the lashon of freedom, like to declare liberty in the entire land. Across from Dror Baretz, like you have by Yovel. So it's the lashon of freedom, that it lives in the house like it lives in the field, that it lives in the house without being makabel maros from the Bailim, like it does in the field where it has no maros over it, where it feels that sense of freedom. But bottom line is, everyone agrees that if you trap it on Shabbos into a house, it's still mechusar tzeda, and you're not going to be chayiv. And therefore on Yom Tov, it's going to be usher to take it from the house, because that's going to be an act of trapping. But other types of birds that in a bevar makura are already trapped, and if you trap them into such an enclosure on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. And if you take them from there on Yom Tov, then you're not going to be chayiv. So that's the difference. Whether we're talking about a tzipor dror or not. So hasha dasas achi. Once you answer the stira about ofos without making it subject to the machlokas tanaim, just by being mechalik between a bever makura and a bever sheina makura, and within bever makura, you have a further chilik between a tzipor dror and that which is not a tzipor dror. So chaya chaya nami lo kasha. Maybe we don't need to say that the discussion about chaya, that the stira about chaya is talu in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, like we tried to say previously. No, it could be habbevar katan, habbevar gadol. Makura obviously is not going to matter by a chaya, because a chaya can't fly, so it doesn't matter if it's a roof. But there are other ways to see if a chaya is able to be mechusar tzeda or not. It depends on the size of the enclosure, that even the Rabbanan only allow tzedas chaya from a small bevar, not from a large bevar, because then it would still be mechusar tzeda. Say echidami bevar katan. Okay, so once we're going to go with that answer, that if it's in a small enclosure, then you're allowed to trap it. What is small? How do you define small? Echidami bevar gadol. What is considered a large enclosure that you're not allowed to trap it from? Some ravashi kalecha derat abasra mati la b'chad shichya bevar katan. Anytime you can get it in a single lunge, that's called the bevar katan. The idach bevar gadol, but beyond that, it was considered a bever gadol. Inami kalech diko ukzi. If there are these little corners that the animal can sneak away into and can escape capture from a person, that's bever gadol. The idach, but if there are no little places where the animal can get away, then it's bever katan. Inami, a third definition, kalech denafli tula dekasli adadi. If the shadows of the walls fall on each other, meaning the walls are close enough to each other that the shadows from one wall will hit the other wall, that's bever katan. The idach bever gadol. And if it's so large that the shadows of one wall will never reach the other wall, that's considered considered a Bevor Gadol. Tosfos points out that depends on how tall the walls are. That's not just about how big the enclosure is. That Lechora points out that depends on how tall the walls are. So how could that be? So it's Nasata Tvarecha L'Shirin. So Tosfos says you have to say Bizmana Gemara. They had a particular standard size, a standard height of the wall. So we're saying at standard height walls, that's a question of if the shadows reach from one to the other. And then it's a Bevor Katan, otherwise it's a Bevor Gadol. The Ritva says, a Mistama, the standard height walls were 4 amos, because that's what we always have, the Stam walls in Chazal are always 4 amma high walls. That's the first Mishnah Masechet Bava Basra, that two neighbors can force each other to build a wall up until 4 amos high to prevent Hezek Re'iyah. So that's why we always assume 4 amos is the size of the wall. So these are three definitions of what's a Bevor, of how we define a Bevor Katan versus a Bevor Gadol. Now the Mishnah went on to say, Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer, not all bevarin are the same. Some Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, we paskin like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Amar Le'Abayis, Abayis says to Rav Yosef, Halacha, Mechlal Depligi, by saying you paskin like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, you make it sound like the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shmuel Gamliel, and that they hold that there's no difference between that which is Mechusar Tzeda, and that which is not Mechusar Tzeda. And that's why you have to tell me, oh, we paskin like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, who distinguishes between that which is Mechusar Tzeda and that which is not Mechusar. But we already said our Mishnah is talking about a Bevor Katan. Bevor Katan is not Mechusar Tzeda. So the Chacham also agree to that Chilik. So Amalei, so if Yosef said to Abayi, my Nafkalach Mina, what difference does it make to you if I say that the Halach is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, if the Rabbanan are Cholek or not? Either way, the Halach is going to be like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So what difference does it make whether the Rabbanan disagree or not? So Amalei, so Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Gemara is Martatei. What, the Gemara is just like a song that you just, you know, as you're walking around, you're just humming the tune or just saying the words that don't mean anything to you at the time, meaning even that which we don't paskin like, we need to know those shitos that we don't paskin like as well. That's also Talmud Torah. That's what, when we say Elu Velu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, it's all Divrei Elokim Chaim, even the shitos that we don't paskin like, even the shito of the Beis Shammai that we don't paskin like is Divrei Elokim Chaim, and we spend time and we work on it and we try to understand it. So it's important to know whether the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shmuel Gamliel or not. Then the Mishnah went on to say that Rav Shmuel Gamliel expressed himself in the following way. Zaklal, Kala Mechusar Tzeda, that he said the rule is, that which is Mechusar Tzeda is Aser, that which is not Mechusar Tzeda is Mutter. So ask Rav Yosef, Hechidami Mechusar Tzeda, what is an example of Mechusar Tzeda? So Amar Rav Yosef, or they asked Rav Yosef, so the Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Sha'omer, Havei Mitzuda Unetzudenu. Anytime the enclosure is large enough that in order to catch the animal, you would tell somebody, hey, grab a trap so I can go and catch this animal, that's considered a large enclosure, because you see that you still have to do some amount of trapping. And that apparently is exactly the what Rav Ashi had said earlier, right? Rav Ashi is one that said, Kal hecha d'roi et habasra amati lo b'chad shichya. If you can get it in a single lunge, then it's considered a bevor katan. If it takes more than one lunge, so it's a whole process of trapping it, that's a bevor gadol. So that's what Rashi points out, that this is the same as what Rav Ashi had said previously. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos is Zochak, because we already said that shear. Why would you say the same shear again? So Tosfos says that over here we're saying the shear of a bevar of Ophos before we're talking about a bevar of a Chaya. And even though we said before that it was bevar Makura, we didn't explain the size of a bevar Makura. So that's the difference. Maybe the difference between Of versus a Chaya. But the point is, apparently, that in order for it to be Tzeda, it needs to be that you have to, that there's an effort involved, that it's not just you go and you pick it up. If you go and you pick it up, that's not called Tzeda. That's part of the discussion they have about whether the Murex trunculus snail that we use to make to make Tcheles, whether that's in fact the Chilazon. Because the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos talks about Hatzad Chilazon, if someone traps a Chilazon. So it talks about Tzeda as far as a Chilazon is concerned. Now, one thing about a snail is that they are slow as snails. They do not move very quickly. So if I have three Chilazons in my fish tank, so when they're not burrowed in the sand and I can see them, it's very easy to pick them up if I wanted to. I could just stick my hand in tank and pick it up. There's no chasing it. There's no. It's not evasive in any way. It's a snail. It's very easy to pick up. So how could there be such a din of tzad chilazon? So that's one of the rayas. It's got to be a fish. It can't be a snail. There's din of tzad chilazon. So the counter argument is no. The definition of tzad is not chad shichya, whether you get it in a single lunge or not. The definition of tzad is whether you need to be oset tachbulos, the Rishonim use such a lashon, whether you need to come up with a way in order to trap it. The snails are not indigenous to my fish tank. They come from the bottom of the ocean. To get to the bottom of the ocean and find them there, that's a whole asek. That's a, you know, that's not just something that you just pick them up. You know, you have to go scuba diving to get them to the bottom of it. You have to spread nets. You have to do all sorts of trapping activities in order to be able to trap them. And that's why it's a violation of tzad. The definition of tzad is not about a single lunge or multiple lunges. That's if you have an animal that's in front of you. So a single lunge or multiple lunges. But when you're talking about something that's in the bottom of the ocean, so of course it's a violation of tzad to go and to trap them in nets or boxes or whatever they use to trap them. So anyway, Amalei Abayis, Abayis et Rav Yosef, how could you say such Shir, Vazan Vitarnagolan, Shaomrim, Havein Mitsudu and Sudanu, Vitania Tara Vazan Tarnagolan, Vione Adrisos, Potter. When it comes to Vazan Vitarnagolan, when it comes to chickens and to geese, you need a trap in order to trap them. You would say, go grab me a trap so I could trap them. And yet we still say that if you trap them, you're Potter. And over here, Potter doesn't just mean Potter, it means Potter Umutter. The Rishonim discuss why would we say Potter if we actually mean Potter Umutter. So the Rashba writes that it says Pater because it's going to say by the Yoni Shovach and the Yoni Aliyah that if you trap them, you're Chayiv because it's real Tzeda. So to contrast with Chayiv, we always say Pater. The flip side of Chayiv is always Pater. The Meiri says it could be because that it's Aser to take them Al Yedei Matsuda, but Shalo Al Yedei Matsuda is going to be Mutter. If you don't use a trap to take them, it's going to be Mutter. Or it could be that it says that the reason he uses the term Pater, the writes is because it is aser, just not midin seida, midin muktza, it's aser. So we use the term pater midin seida, but nevertheless it's still going to be aser, midin muktza. But bottom line is, the question still stands, meaning you, Rav Yosef, want to tell me that the definition of seida is, can you get it, okay, would you say, go grab me a trap? But over here by Avazim Tarnagolin, you would say, go grab me a trap, and yet we still say that you're pater. So I'm Rav Barfuna, I'm Shmuel, halo bon lechluvan le'era. That Avazan and Tarnagolim on their own are going to come back to nest at night. Whereas other Balei Chayim that Rav Yosef was talking about do not come back to nest at night. So it could be that Avazan and Tarnagolim, when they're running around during the day, you would need a trap to get it. But that's not the smartest way to trap it. Smartest way to trap it is wait till it comes back to nest at night and then just take it. So so that's why it's not going to be... It's pater or mutter to trap Avazim and Tarnagolim. When they come to nest at night, you can just pick them up. But that which doesn't come back to nest at night never makes itself accessible and available, and you need to use a trap to catch it. That you're going to be chayiv for. Varyoni shavach v'yoni aliyah. What about wild doves that debayin lechluvan la'erev that do come back to nest at night? Vitanya, and still the Brisa says hatzad yoni shavach v'yoni aliyah. It's from shkinu b'tzvichin b'biros chayiv that you're going to be chayiv for trapping these things. So apparently, the fact that it comes back to nest at night is not enough. Ella amra barafuna mshmuel halo ban lechluvan leerev umizonos analecha v'alol ban lechluvan leerev ve'ein mizonos analecha. That Avazan and Tarnagol, not only do they come back at night, but it's also mizonos analecha. They don't. They're not going to leave the house for mizonos because they always come back and even during the daytime they walk up to you because you're the one that feeds them. So they'll walk right up to you in order to get their food. So it's very easy to catch them at any time. Whereas Yoni Shovach and Yoni Aliyah, yes, they come back to nest at night, but they fly and rummage for their own food. And since they don't hang out with people very much, so even when they are in their place where they come back at night, it's still Mechusar Tzeda, because they still aren't comfortable with people. Rav Mari says a different chilek, that Hani Avidi L'Ravu, that Yoni Shavach and Yoni Aliyah, even though they come lechluvan la'erev, but they're evasive and they get get away from people. Whereas Avazim Matarnu Golim are not particularly evasive, and therefore they're considered to be fully trapped already. So the Gemara understands that Mari is being mechalik even during the daytime when they're outside of their of the place that they come to stay at night. So Kulunami Avidil Ravuya. So he asks, say, even Avazim Matarnu Golim will be evasive from people when they're outside of their nesting place at night. Says the Gemara, L'chluvan Kamrinan Davidil Ravuya. No, Rav Mari is being mechalik when they're in their place at night. The Yoni Shavach and Yoni Aliyah are still evasive, whereas Avazim Batarnu Golem, at least at night, they're not going to be evasive. Okay, that's as far as Seda is concerned. So now, says the Mishnah, and what if you have an animal that's already trapped? Mitzudas Chayiv Ofidagim Sha'asan Me'erev Yom Tov. You already set your traps on Erev Yom Tov. And then on Yom Tov you come, and there's an animal in there. There's an animal in the trap. But you have no idea, was that animal already trapped before Yom Tov started? Or no, it was only trapped on Yom Tov, in which case it's going to be Muktza, because when Yom Tov started, it was not accessible to you. So the only way you're allowed to take it on Yom Tov is if you know that it was already trapped from Erev Yom Tov before Bein HaShemashos. So Maisa ben Nachri, and there was a story of a certain Nachri Shehevi Dagam the Raman Gamliel that brought fish to Raman Gamliel. Amar Mutarin Hein El Shein Ritzoni LeKabel Amen. Raman Gamliel said, yeah, you know, it's Mutar, but I'd rather not be Mekabel from him because I don't like this Nachri. So it sounds from Raman Gamliel that it's against what the Tanakama said. Tanakama said that it's Asa Mitzad Adin. Ram Gamliel is saying, nah, it's Mutar. I just prefer to stay away from this person. So it's so interesting to stay away from taking gifts from this person. Rashi writes, because I nisono, I don't like this person. Some are mochiach from Rashi, like the shita of the Riva. The Riva has a shita that when we say soni matanos yichya is only when you're receiving matana from a Yisrael. But if you're receiving matana from a Nachri, then we don't apply soni matanos yichya. Adrab, we say that it's ki'ilu your matzil miyadam. So we wouldn't apply soni matanos yichya. So how's their raya to that Riva from Shitas Rashi? Because why does Rashi have to say that Ram Gamliel was hesitant to accept it? Because I need sono, because I happen to hate this guy. Just say, I don't hate the guy, I got no problem with the guy. I'm sone matanos. I don't like matanos. Meaning I'm in fulfillment of that which you're supposed to have an attitude of sone matanos yichya. Elamai, there is no such attitude of sone matanos yichya because it was a nachri. Now, it's also interesting, the whole assumption over here is that if you're unsure whether it's muktzah or not, you don't know, was it in the trap beforehand or not, so then it's going to be usr. Wait a second, muktzah is a din midrabanan. Why, if you have a suffix on a din midrabanan, you have a suffix, whether it's muktzah, it's going to be asra. I would think suffik muktzah should be mutter. So the Rashba writes that we only say suffik muchan is asr by muktzah machmas isra malacha gemura, like being nitzor on Yom Tov. That if you're going to be matir, suffik nitzor on Yom Tov, then people are going to come do tseida on Yom Tov. They're going to actually do the yisidar raisa on Yom Tov. Zemi'iri says that muktzah machmas isra tseida is muktzah midar raisa. So therefore it would be sveka dar raisa l'chumra, that this is a form of muktza that's actually daraisa. The Rambam says the most simple lechora, where the Rambam writes that suffik muktza is asr, even though it's a din rabban, because it's davar sheyesh lamatirin, and the rule of suffik rabban lekula only applies to something that you can't just as easily have later on. Just wait till after yantiv, then it's for sure going to be mutter. So since it's davar sheyesh lamatirin, that's why we're going to assume that suffik muktza is going to be asr. So now says the Gemara, or asks the Gemara, maisa listar, you quoted a halacha, and then, you know, where you said that Safik Muchan is Asr, unless you know that it was shot from before Yantiv, then you bring a Maisa, the Ram Gabliel, that where he says, min adin, it's Mutter. So, Chisuri Mechzer V'achiktan, you have to add a line into the Mishnah. Safik Muchan Asr, like the Mishnah says, and then add the following three words. V'Ram Gamliel Matir, Ram Gamliel holds Safik Muchan is Mutter. Oh, and then Umaisanami Binakriakh Shavy Dogma Ram Gamliel Vam Mutarne El Shade Rasani the Kabbalah Manu, and that fits very nicely that they brought to Rabbi Gamliel and he didn't want to accept it. Am Rabbi Dom Shmuel Ain Allah Ram Gamliel. We don't paskin like Ram Gamliel. The Ikadmasya La Aha de Tanya, and some say it on the following brisa, Savig Mukhan Ram Gamliel Mata Ribshua Oser, Savig Muksa Ram Gamliel says Mutra Bishua says Zasr, Am Rabbi Dom Shmuel Halach Rabbi Shua. He didn't say that Ain Allah Ram Gamliel, he said that Allah Zak Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees with Ram Gamliel. And then there's a third way of teaching the same thing in connection to the following braisa. Shochlin minha Minanugarin biyomtov, you're allowed to shecht animals that are trapped in these small enclosures on yomtov because they're considered pre-trapped. Avalo minarashasos minamichmoros, but not from large nets and other enclosures that you would trap things in. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer bo mitzad mekukal meir yomtov. Rav Shimon Elazar says if you see already on erev yomtov these traps are like a mile long, but when an animal gets caught in it on one end, the other end you're able to see is mekukal already. You're able to see it's already ripped or missing or stretched or something. Somehow you're able to tell. So if you see that the trap is ready, mekulkal me'erev yomtov, you know that there's an animal in there already. So biyodo shem erev yomtov nitzadu mutarin. So then you know that the animal is already in there and it's mutar. But if you checked before yomtov and the trap was fine, and then you come on yomtov and now it's mekulkal, then you know that the animal that's in there must have been trapped on yomtov, and therefore it's going to be usur, it's going to be muksa. So before the Gemara brings the psak halach of Shmuel, the Gemara first explains Rav Shimon Elazar Shita and asks on Rav Shimon Elazar, Haguf Akasha, Amrit Ba Mutzah Mekulkal Me'erev Yomtov Biyodosh Me'erev Yomtov Nitzodu, Taimed Ba Mutzah Mekulkal Nesveka Asurin. You said that if you find that it's Mekulkal on Erev Yomtov, that's when it's going to be Mutzah. Sounds like if you're unsure, it's going to be Asur. But then Ema Seifa, then you turn around and you say, Ba Mutzah Mekulkal Biyomtov Biyodosh Me'erev Nitzodu, that only if you find that it became messed up on Yomtov, then you know that it was trapped on Yom Tov. Time to bomb some kukalan a sveka me'erev Yom Tov nitzadu mutarin, which implies that if you're mesupik about it, you have the right to assume that it was already trapped from me'erev Yom Tov and it's going to be mutter. So it's the opposite mashmaus in Rav Shimon Elazar. What's the halacha if you're mesupik when the animal got into that trap? So says Gemara Hachi Kamar. No. What he meant to say, what Rav Shimon Elazar was trying to say, was the following: Bo mitzad mukukal me'erev Yom Tov. If you found the trap mekulkal already on erev yom tov, biyodua shemeirev yom tov nitzadu umutarin. Then you know that it's already that the animal is already trapped erev yom tov. It's mutar hasveika. But if you're misupuk, nase kemish nitzadu biyom tov asurin. That's the equivalent of it being trapped on yom tov, and it's going to be asur. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu Shmuel halach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And in that context, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel says we pass on like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that a safek muchan is asur. So three versions of where we say that Savig Muchan is Asr. Is it that Ein Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel? Is it Halacha Rav Yeshua? Or is it Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar? But they all point to the same thing, that Savig Muchan is going to be Asr. Then the Mishnah went on to say, V'amar Mutarinheim, that Rav Gamliel, when he was brought this gift, he said, the gift of the fish from the guy are really Mutar. Mutarin Lamai. What does he mean, Mutar? Mutar to do what with? Rava Mutar Lekabel, Levi Mutar Ba'achila. Rav says, just means that he's allowed to accept the gift. Levi says, no, even more than that, he's allowed to eat it. So Amarav, Rav says there's an important lesson from my machlokas with Levi, and that lesson is that you should always be in the Beis Medrash. Because both Levi and I were learning by Rebbe, when this teaching of Rav Gamliel was said, and at night time, when Rebbe was interpreting this, he said, it means you're allowed to eat it. But Pitzafra, the next morning, Amar Mutar and Lekabel, he changed his mind. And he said, no, it doesn't mean you're allowed to eat it. It just means that it's mutter to be mekabel it. So I was in the Beis Medrash. I heard when Rebbe changed his mind, and therefore I know the actual halacha. But Levi d'lav be midrash l'adar bei. Levi was not there the next day. He only heard the havam, you know, the initial reaction of Rebbe. He didn't know that Rebbe changed his mind the next morning, and therefore he has the wrong halacha. So meisvei nachri shevi daran liyisrael afilu dagam hamuflamin uperus b'nei yom mutarin, that even fresh perus and fresh fish are mutter to take from a nachri that brings it to you on Yom Tov Sabisham, L'man Yom Mutar L'Kabel Shapir. If you say that it just means Mutar L'Kabel, so I understand very well, because certainly you're not allowed to eat it since it's totally fresh. L'man Yom Mutar B'Achila, but if you say that it means it's Mutar B'Achila, how do you understand why you're allowed to have one, you know, the things that were caught today or picked today? Peres Min Yom and Mim Shor B'Achila, fruit that was picked off of a tree is going to be Mutar to eat? So Tameich says Gemara, by that same logic, Peres Min Yom and Mishar Batiltel, if it was picked off of a tree, is it mutter to even be metaltel? Ella bekavri da adimi, uperi de kvishi biyarka askinan. Va mikro lebne yomen, shin ke mean Bnei Yaman. When we say Bnei Yaman, we don't really mean Bnei Yaman. We mean that we're talking about fish that are red, that are very moist, and we're talking about fruit that after you pick it, you put it in a place where it maintains its moisture. But it means that it was really picked from the previous day and not picked on that day. And the reason we call it Bnei Yaman is because it would pass for Bnei Yaman. People wouldn't know the difference. They would think that it's Bnei Yaman. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Papa's Psak Halacha as far as a gift that's brought by a Nachri on Yom Tov. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.